I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix
106.5. Oh, hi. Hello, everyone. Welcome to your Tuesday show.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Thank you for tuning your radio here. Thank you for being a part of this. Can you imagine if you didn't show up today? It'd be me and Jess sitting here, which would be fine. We'd entertain ourselves, but, you know, we do hear it so much better. So thank you for doing that. I'm scared to say the next statement because I'm afraid it's going to jinx me, but I promise you everyone's thinking the same thing right now, which is, can we successfully dodge all of our sick friends and not get sick in this wave of sickness that's going around right now? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely know what you mean. I was just gone sick for
everybody,
a week, man.
So Charlotte's back in here today. Mm-hmm. She was working from home yesterday. Jess is back in here today. I think probably 80% of my friends are sick right now, or the last couple of weeks have been sick.
Yeah.
Like, it's so bad right now because I'm absolutely determined to get through this sickness wave without getting sick. I know I'm jinxing myself probably.
Cold season.
Last night I went to yoga, mm-hmm, and I heard a cough from across. I feel like it's back in COVID times.
Don't be that guy.
I'm that guy, bro.
Don't be that guy when you look at someone make them feel weird for coughing or sneezing.
Do not.
There's nothing you can do about it. Because I'm going to say this right now. When I got sick Tuesday evening.
Yeah.
And it was just the beginning of my downfall. I was so confused and I don't know where it came from.
Yeah.
Low-key, because the week prior I was fighting off a cold. But as far as how worse it got and the stomach and the other issues that I was experiencing, it was a regular day. Everything was fine. I worked out. It was cool. I was literally about to fold laundry and I'm sitting there and then all of a sudden this craziness overcame me.
Yeah.
And it took me out.
Yeah.
So let's not make people feel bad,
because
I had no idea and no preparation that was coming my way.
Charlotte, are you feeling better before you sit 4 feet away from me?
I don't think I was sick like that. I think my body was just exhausted.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
To be honest.
Radiothon will do it to you, man. It'll do it to you.
I mean, I can cough on you though.
No, don't cough on me. How are you feeling, by the way? How are you doing? Because I feel like not you. Them. But you, how are you? How are you, Charlotte?
Me?
Yeah, we'll talk to you too. Why not? you took it so personally, and I feel bad not asking how you're feeling today.
No, don't worry about me.
He never talks to you and I directly. It's only to them.
Yeah. No, I'm good. I'm good.
You good?
Radiothon was amazing.
It was.
I'm happy to all be back in the same studio.
I know. It's nice. We weren't together for a while.
Yeah.
So, but now, how are you listening, feeling? I'm just curious. It seems like so many people are sick right now. How many episodes do you watch of a new show before you give up on it? I mean, I hear people tell me this all the time. They're like, oh, you know, you got to wait till
episode.
Give it a chance.
Yeah.
Once you get to episode 4, that's mm-hmm. when it really starts to get good.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out with a survey this morning talking about, on average, how many episodes you should give a show before you give up on it. This number is so astronomically high. There is nobody in Maryland that has the patience to sit through this. I don't think. Maybe some of y'all do. That's why I'm asking. Text us. How many episodes do you typically give it? Let's say you sit down, you turn on Netflix, you start a new series, and you don't like it. How many more episodes are you going to give it before you give up? 410-583-1065. Jess?
Three. Usually I'll give it about 3 episodes. And if I don't feel not just interested, but connected in any kind of way, then I don't revisit it.
No. What if somebody said, hey, by episode 7, it gets good?
I don't.
Would you keep going?
I'm not sure.
Or season 2 gets really good, but you got to get through season 1.
I don't know. And when I saw this headline, it was shocking to me because I just don't think anyone gives it that much time. If they're not into it immediately, I even think 3 episodes is a stretch, but I try at least for 3 personally.
One and done. One and done.
That's what the text line is saying. Only one
and
episode.
Done. Literally, I'm one and done. And that's it. I'm not like, if I'm out, I'm out. I don't care how great you say the episode four is. I'm not sitting there and spending 2 more hours on a show that I'm so not invested in.
That's actually true too. Like, are we talking like a 25 to 30 minute episode, or are we talking about like 44 minutes and 52 seconds of an entire, you know what I mean?
They say give it 6 episodes.
Six?
On average, you got to give a show 6 episodes before you give up on it, because
at this point on how TV is done now, that's like a whole season.
Crazy to me.
It's also not like back in the day when seasons were like 21 to 22 episodes. Like, right. Honestly, like a series is maybe 10.
I'll give you some of your favorite shows and how many episodes they say to give it. And then maybe you can agree, because again, some of your favorite shows may have been taking a second. And let's be honest, the first episode of every show sucks. It does. Like, if I go back and watch all the shows.
I don't think so. I think some pilots are incredible.
You like them?
I remember, see, when I watched Glee for the first time, when I saw the pilot of Glee, I was like, what am I watching? This is incredible.
Breaking Bad, 6 episodes, they say.
That's a lot.
Doctor Who, 6. Friends, 7 episodes.
Y'all didn't like the pilot?
Honestly, I didn't.
Rachel walks in a wedding dress. You're like, what is this girl doing?
Season one of Friends, I'm not a huge fan of.
What?
South Park, 8 episodes.
Why? South Park is literally the same.
It's the same every episode.
What are you talking?
It
if you don't like episode one, you're not a fan. I feel like that's, I don't know if that deserves to be on the list.
Yo, how about this? They said you've got to give Seinfeld 16 episodes.
What?
Before it gets good.
That's 16. Outrageous.
There's no way I'm giving a show 16 episodes. Wait, really quick. Tell us the really bizarre thing your dog ate. Like, especially if you had to go, like, get it. Maybe you didn't have to get it removed. But, like, maybe it came out, you know, the other end. Like, I don't know. If your dog ate something really bizarre, text us, call us, because this story here, damn.
Today in dog news.
Yeah, welcome to Today in Dog News. We're dog lovers on this show. I had a dog named Kiki, who was like my dogter. You know what I'm talking about. If you've got one of those dogs that like just means the world to you, I still miss her every day. And she passed away about a year and a half ago. Miss her every day. So if there is dog news to be shared, we're the show that's going to break it for you. All right? Yo, this is crazy. Luna is a 7-month-old Bernese Mountain Dog in L.A.
7 months?
7-month-old puppy, okay? Mm-hmm. And massive problem, because her people noticed that all of a sudden she's like throwing up and her stomach looked all swollen. And so they rushed her to the emergency room and the vet took x-rays. Yo, this dog, ready for this? Like this, keep a flow chart here. This dog, Luna, had swallowed, ready? This is a puppy. I mean, the mountain dogs are big, but like 24 socks, okay? 24, imagine 24 socks. If we stop there,
that'd be the end of the story. Are they ankle socks? Are they
I don't know.
But that's the thing. Like, that's also even scarier. What kind of socks were these?
Yo, this dog ate 24 socks. A scrunchie.
Oh, which, no.
You know, you got a little space in there, maybe.
Well, no, but that can get stuck somewhere on something. That's scary.
2 hair ties.
Oh, okay. Well.
A shoe insert.
Oh, my God.
What? A small onesie.
No, that's a zipper, maybe, or at least buttons.
We're not done yet. And bits of other cloth. That's what we got. So, keep in mind, 24 socks, scrunchie, hair tie.
She ate all of that?
Shoe insert, small onesie, and other bits of cloth is what they finally found. They had to do 2 different procedures on her to get all this out. Luckily, she's doing okay, and she's, you know, fine. But they're trying to figure out now how to not make Luna eat every possible thing that she sees.
Oh, my. What? How did that go unnoticed? That is so much.
Where did it go is the question. I mean, Kiki was a Chihuahua, so I had 2 Chihuahuas at one point. There was Wiggy and there was Kiki. And if there was anything on the ground, one thing they would love to eat, which was really bizarre, was paper towels. Like, if we dropped a paper towel or they could get to a paper towel, they'd love to eat those.
But
things.
That's not a onesie. What? I'm happy she's okay. That's so scary.
If your dog got into something that would make all of Maryland laugh, call us.
Hi. So I have a Labradoodle who ate a computer charger.
A computer charger?
The whole charger?
The whole charger. She went into my son's backpack, pulled it out, ate the whole thing, and we had to take her to the vet, and she had surgery to remove it. and he had one whole bag of copper wire.
Copper wire?
Because of the cord. Wow. Yeah. What's the dog's name? We should give the dog its propers here.
Her name's Taylor, and she's fine.
That was my question. Okay, her name is Taylor. She's fine. That's what matters.
She's fine.
How is your wallet on that? What's it cost to get all that copper wire pulled out of a dog?
That was $2,500.
$2,500.
And she didn't learn her lesson. So last week, she ate a bag of medicine.
No.
Nope, had to take her to the emergency room. And that cost $5,000.
$5,000? We have $7,500 now and just unnecessarily eating things. Taylor's getting pricey at this point. Taylor's getting real pricey. Y'all better really love that dog. Today in dog news, by the way.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
The Baltimore Orioles and Washington Nationals have settled their years-long legal dispute over televised broadcasting on Masson. With the 2025 MLB season opener around the corner, Nationals games will continue airing exclusively on the network. After the season, the Nats will be free to shop their televised game rights, selling them to any network they choose. And under the settlement, all past media rights disputes between the Nationals, the O's, and Masson were resolved, and litigation was dismissed.
Number two.
Spring has sprung a couple weeks early at Starbucks, and starting today, the 2025 spring menu is available at Starbucks, bringing new additions like the iced cherry chai. And making a return this spring are lavender favorites like the iced lavender cream oat milk matcha, their lavender latte, and lavender frappuccinos. Plus, we're going to see an artist collab with their new drinkware with a Brooklyn-based muralist that also hit stores today.
Can I tell you, I didn't even know that lavender was an option for coffee until Radiothon.
Oh, really?
So the team over at Hopkins was like, hey, can we get coffee for everybody? And everyone tried to make it as simple as possible. I was like, yeah, like decaf, oat milk, stevia.
Wait, like putting in the Starbucks order?
Right. So Charlotte over here all of a sudden was like, I want, and like gave us the longest list. And she goes, lavender. I was like, lavender? I didn't even know you could put lavender in your coffee.
Lavender lattes, lavender matcha.
I didn't even know that was the thing. It was the most, and Jess's order is pretty complicated.
Mine's not complicated.
Bro, it is so complicated.
It's literally not.
40 steps. I always hate asking Jess if she wants to pick up her coffee because I know it's going to be like 30 text messages lines.
It's literally not. Okay.
Number one.
Pause. I just think that's so crazy for you to say when you have like the most amount of dietary restrictions out of anyone I've ever known in my life.
Decaf.
That's actually
oat milk,
insanity.
Stevia.
Moving on to the next story.
That's literally
much.
It.
Number one.
Adrian Brody made Oscars history at the 2025 awards show with the longest Best Actor acceptance speech ever, according to Guinness World Records. Winning for his role in The Brutalist, Brody took the stage and spoke for 5 minutes and 40 seconds, officially surpassing Greer Garson's previous record of 5 minutes and 30 seconds in 1943. Brody actually spoke to Good Morning America after his win for Best Actor about his speech running long. Take a listen.
It's a very long movie, so I had to have a little bit of extra time to say what's relevant to
I
film
feel like
and
it
my life.
Be.
And it's been a very long time between speeches, so.
The amount of time for each winner to make their acceptance speech is actually 45 seconds. And not only is Brody getting flack for his 5 minute and 40 second speech, fans are also not happy with the fact that he tossed his gum that was in his mouth at his girlfriend before the speech. And that was also after he kissed Halle Berry in front of her during an interview as well.
did the speech seem really long? Sometimes like 5 minutes. If it's like if you're like invested, it's not that bad. But like 5 minutes for a speech sounds terribly bad. You just watched the whole Oscars, so
okay.
Thoughts?
Okay, so it definitely felt like 10 minutes, like, and I'll tell you why. Because I think it's whack that the actors only get 45 seconds, and I think they cut a lot of people off, and I think it's messed up. I understand you've worked your entire life to get to this point, right? However, if you go up there and if you have something to say, for example, when Matthew McConaughey won his Oscar, he had a really long speech, but that man went up there, and he had a vision, and he had a point to make, and he made it, and he, like, from beginning to end, he was sharing sharing something where like Adrian Brody was up there trying to figure out what he wanted to say.
Yeah.
And then when they tried to play him off because it seemed like he was done because there was so much space in between his thoughts,
right.
He literally told them to stop playing the music. And then even after he told them to stop playing, he still did not have his words together. So I would say, yeah, it was a little long. This is Jess, and that's your top three brought to you by Goal Vision.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000
Minute. Mix 106.5.
All right, let's go for $1,000 in free gas. Play along in your car. See how you do this morning. One day this is going to be you. You're going to be calling in. You'll be caller 10, and you're going to play. Today, this is who? Hi.
Hi, it's Allison and Brayson.
Allison and Grayson or
Bryson.
Bryson.
How are you guys this morning?
We're good. How are you?
Good.
We're good. You guys are calling number 10. Are you ready to play for $1,000 in free gas?
We're going to try.
Let's go. What's up, Bryson? How we doing?
Good.
Good. All right, Bryson. You're the quiet type, you know?
It's early.
All right, Allison, we're going to do these rules really quick. We're going to come back and play this game. Jessica, how do we do it?
Okay, so if you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash in gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now remember, you can actually pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there is time at the end. Allison and Bryson, you ready to play?
We're ready. You ready, Bryce?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one, how do you say Fat Tuesday in French?
Pass.
Question number two, what is George's last name on the TV show Seinfeld?
Costanza.
Correct. Question number three, what flower is known for turning its face towards the sun as it moves across the sky?
Pass.
Question number four. What pop song features the lyrics, "It's me, hi, I'm the problem, it's me"?
Pass.
Question number five. A rope is 25 feet long. If you cut that into 5 equal pieces, how long is each piece?
5.
I need it from Mom. I need it from Mom.
5.
Correct. Question number six. In the movie E.T., what is the name of the young boy who befriends and helps an alien?
Pass.
Question number seven. What is the name of the computer glitch that feared a cause of widespread technological failures when the year changed from 99 to 2000?
Y2K?
Correct.
Question number one. How do you say Fat Tuesday in French?
That's 60
Mardi
seconds.
Gras?
That is Mardi Gras. It is Mardi Gras. Yeah, very nice.
Shout out Bryson for that math question.
Bryson,
I know
came
that's right.
Strong on that. Unfortunately,
yeah, I'm so glad that you guys did a math question for him because that is his favorite kind of question.
Yo, Bryson.
His math is, like, incredible.
How old is Bryson?
8 years old.
That's so cool.
Yo.
That was awesome, Bryson.
Bryson,
so
you
smart.
Came in strong with the assist there, my guy. You came in strong. Thank you for that. Good work. Good work.
Oh.
Okay, let's go through the rest of these really quick and learn a few things maybe we didn't know. Jessica?
Question number three, what flower is known for turning to face the sun as it moves across the sky? That answer is sunflower. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they do.
I didn't know they mm-hmm. moved. That's so cute. Question number four, which pop song features the lyrics, "It's me, hi, I'm the problem, it's me"? That's Taylor Swift's Anti-Hero.
Yeah. That's a Taylor question.
Oh, those Taylor Swift fans are going to hate me now.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's
they
okay.
probably will.
I just think it's so funny. Every time we get Taylor fans on, they never get the Taylor questions.
Never.
It kills me. Question number six. In the movie E.T., what is the name of the young boy who befriends and helps the alien?
Is?
Elliot.
Yeah. I wouldn't have known that.
It's okay.
You guys did so good. I thought you did amazing today. Also, that was so fun. I loved that, like, Bryson knew that automatically. It was like, it wasn't even a second. He was like 5.
Yeah, Bryson's super
yep.
smart.
His
super smart.
Math is
sharp.
Incredible. So
it's
very
sharp.
Proud of him.
Well, hopefully you guys will call us back tomorrow. We're going to have 7 more trivia questions, maybe not a Taylor Swift question, so it may help you guys out a little bit. And we'll go for another $1,000 of free dash and gas. Thank you guys for playing today.
Hey, thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you so much and have a good day, guys. And make sure to head to Dashin for their top-tier performance gas. That means fuel at Dashin meets performance standards set by some of the leading auto brands. Fill up with top-tier gas only at Dashin. It's sunny today, but we have a storm tomorrow. Hooray, seasonal depression.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
That's not a joke, by the way. We actually do have a storm coming tomorrow, so just prepare yourself.
It's not just a radio.
The slightest, lowest of keys of a tornado warning as well. So this is also your weather segment, and Nieces Know Best.
Did you know that Maryland be Maryland hard right now with weather? I mean, it's showing its full effects this week, right? Remember it was beautiful and sunny a couple of days ago? Like, what was that about? Now It's freezing the next day. It was Saturday into Sunday. I was like, what? It's abrupt. Welcome to Nieces Know Best. Let's get into this. If you've never been here for one of these episodes before, we need to introduce you to Jess's nieces. Who are these ladies, Jess?
I talk to my nieces once a week just about different things that are going on in my life because I'm really close to my family. So I chat with my niece Maya, who's 10, and my niece Abby, who actually just turned 13 today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wonder if she actually remembered, but because sometimes they both say their wrong age. But yeah, I just talk to them about different things that are going on in my life.
I don't know if you guys are experiencing the same thing where you're living, but I do know that you know what it feels like when the weather sucks. And seasonal depression can have a really big effect on everyone. And at least over here, spring is around the corner, but it feels like this winter is the longest winter that we have ever experienced. So I was wondering if you guys have any recommendations on how to deal with seasonal depression. Abby, you go first.
I think if you're sad, give yourself that time and that space. I think that during that period, you should go to your watch list and pick something that you've been meaning to watch, but you haven't had time for.
Yes. Mai, what do you think?
Whenever the weather's bringing me down, something that I always do is that I play Animal Crossing.
You play Animal Crossing? So you play one of your favorite games.
All the villagers are so sweet and nice there. Oh, I love them. It's perfect.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
She's like an Animal Crossing world. Weather's nice every day.
Everything's always nice there.
Everything's fine.
In virtual land.
Has anybody given up on just trying to fix seasonal depression at this point? I don't even know. Like, this winter was so damn cold, bro. Like,
it's so long.
Am I wrong too? Like, did this not seem like the longest Maryland winter?
I don't know. Do we feel this way every year, or maybe is it actually legitimately? Because I was thinking about this morning, and I was talking to Garage Boy about it as well. I was like, is this like the longest we've ever experienced, or does it just feel like that, or does this happen every single year?
Do we say this every single year on March the 4th?
I got my nails done, and I got them like a bright spring color.
That helps, right?
That's helped me.
Yeah.
So I just keep looking at them.
What are you doing to get through this winter, man? You can text us, call us, 410-583-1065. I just down a bottle of vitamin D. I got so much vitamin D in me.
And
just
what
to
is
get
it, the K2 as well?
K2, yeah.
Right? D3?
Yeah. Just trying to get through it right now, man.
Yeah, man.
So what's your tips we can get them on for Nieces Know Best? To get through these next couple of days, hopefully. Yeah. And hopefully it's warm, you know?
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore Top 3 with Jess.
All right, here we go.
Number 3.
WNBA star Caitlin Clark, whose college basketball career at Iowa captivated the nation, will play 2 regular season games this season at CFG Bank Arena in downtown Baltimore. Clark's Indiana Fever will play the Washington Mystics on May 28th and September 7th, and tickets for those games will go on sale next month. With Capital One Arena set to undergo renovations in D.C., the Mystics have outsourced those 2 games to Baltimore, and Clark was Time Magazine's 2024 Athlete of the Year, so she is a player that you want to see. Definitely look into going to those games.
Number 2.
A new trend on TikTok has tired parents giving their babies a spoonful of butter before putting them down for bed to help them sleep better. Some claim the tactic helps their little ones sleep through the night. Moms in the U.S. started this trend, but it has spread to other countries like England and New Zealand. However, despite what TikTok says, experts say it does not work and do not recommend trying it, as it may cause more harm than good. They say that is too much saturated fat, and especially for babies, and actually a dollop of butter can also be a serious choking hazard.
Okay, so I see both sides of this. Yes, like you might have your child sleep better, but...
But is it working?
Morbidly obese,
there's no parents on the show, so if a parent, you're listening, like, how does that hit you? When I saw that, I was like, wait, what?
I'm going to tell you, though, I've seen my sister try to put down my niece and nephew's triplets. I guarantee you she'd give them some butter.
She's all tired and she sees something.
Bro, I know what y'all go through. I've seen it, man. I've seen it firsthand. So I guarantee you, if you thought your baby could go to sleep faster, you put some butter in their mouth, you're going to put some butter in their mouth.
Number one.
Forbes has released its list of the highest paid actors of 2024. And let's see if you can guess who scored the top spot. Coming in third place on Forbes' list of the highest paid actors in 2024 is Kevin Hart with $81 million.
Crazy.
In second place, Ryan Reynolds with $85 million. And who do you think is the highest paid actor of 2024?
Show me The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson with $88 million.
Which is crazy to me because I feel like all three of those people are not huge stars this year. I know that The Rock was in Moana 2. What has Chris Rock done? I mean, not Chris Rock. Kevin Hart done recently. You know what I mean? Like, what, how's he making that much money? What's he doing? In Ryan Reynolds, like, what's he doing right now?
As far, I mean, with Deadpool and Wolverine, and I think, because I'm very curious on how that number, because here's the thing, when I'm looking at that list, there were 20 actors on that list, and some of them didn't have any, like, massive releases in like, 2024. That's just kind of what they get paid. I would like to mention something that I was sad to see is out of 20 on that list, only 3 were women, and I think that's absolutely insanity, but I don't know how that is kind of, you know, equates. Set.
Yeah, I get it.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
Hey, this is Susan from Timonium, and I'm just calling to ask if I'm a bad mom for leaving my 7-year-old home alone.
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, welcome to Mix 106.5, y'all. It's Kramer and Jess. It's a time of week where parents come on because their parenting has been questioned. What are we doing, Jess?
Parents share when someone in their life has called them a bad parent. And obviously, I think we all can agree that that's a really just hurtful thing to say to someone. And so we just like to take a look at the situation and really look at what was going on in the first place.
So why, I guess we need more details of, like, why did you leave her home alone and, like, what happened?
I needed one thing from the store, and we live about 5 minutes from Aldi.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to go get the cinnamon, and my 7-year-old's like, I am not going. And she was in one of those moods, and her dad was on his way home. I made the decision to run to the store. I ran in, got cinnamon on my way home. Well, my mother-in-law calls and wants to talk to my daughter. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm just about to pull up. I'll hand her the phone. She's like, what do you mean? And so I explained to her what happened. And she gave it to me.
Wait, what do you mean? She was upset that you left her by herself?
Yes. And not just upset. She called me a bad mom.
When you said she's 7.
She's 7, and she's like an old 7, you know? She's not like a baby 7. She's right. An older 7-year-old.
Yeah.
Right. Well, okay, let's figure this out then. 410-583-1065. Susan's basically saying that her parenting's been in question, y'all, because she decided to leave her 7-year-old daughter at home. And how long were you gone for, approximately?
Barely 15 minutes, if that.
So I just had to run to the grocery store, grab something really quick for dinner. Her daughter was like, I'm not going, not doing it. Put her foot down. Like, I'm sure y'all have had those days before. Mother-in-law finds out, calls her a bad mom. But like, was that like the wrong move to make if your kid's like just being a, you know, PITA and like won't go somewhere? Is it smart just to leave them at home if they're that young? 410-583-1065, Jess.
To be honest, when you first said 7 years old, that did seem very little to me. However, with the circumstances, with you saying like it's 5 minutes from you guys, I feel like if the situation was different, like if you left her home by herself for like a couple of hours, that would be alarming to me.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, never.
But I do think that your mother-in-law is out of line to call you a bad mom. I don't think that was warranted.
So I just looked up the law, and like the law here in Maryland says 8.
Okay.
So like, I guess legally, I mean, there's laws for a reason. I'm going to play the law here for a second.
Yeah, no, because
like,
I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know what the age was.
Legally though, if it says 8, like, does that make you feel some kind of way now knowing that like you're not supposed to do that legally?
No, that's not the part that bothers me. It's that my mother-in-law thinks that I'm a horrible mother, and I love my daughter more than life itself. And then it's, to have that, all I do is protect this child. And then to be told I'm a bad mom from my mother-in-law, you know, and this law, I just got to say, I think parents know their kids better than any law does, you know, and I think every family is different. Maybe some 7-year-olds shouldn't be left home alone. I do trust mine.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get calls. Susan left her 7-year-old daughter home alone. Her mother-in-law called her a bad mom because of that. But like, was that the wrong move?
This is Jesse on 2 in Parkville.
Hey, Jesse.
How are you doing?
Hey, we're good. Do you think it's the wrong move to make for her to leave her daughter home? It was literally 15 minutes while she ran to the grocery store.
So, like, it depends to me because, like, it depends on certain circumstances. It depends on how much you teach your children. Mm-hmm. And if she knows not to touch, like, stoves and stuff like that, I mean, sometimes you have to do what you have to do as a parent. But at the same time, like I was saying before, is that I think that she should have put her foot down and made her kid go with her regardless.
But wait, go back really quick. Go back to the stove. So you think, okay, let's just talk about like, because one thing that Susan mentioned was that she's a, quote, old 7-year-old, right? So you think if a kid kind of knows don't touch the stove.
Like the maturity level.
Don't turn on the bathtub. You know, if you trusted your kid not to do that, then would you feel safe as a parent leaving your kid at home?
I mean, I would, but at the same time, like, children are children. We're the parents.
Yeah, but you would.
So
but you
we
would,
should
though.
Be, as a parent, turn around, foot down and say that you're going with us regardless.
Yeah, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, but I see what you're saying. It's almost like it's like theory versus actuality. Like, as a parent, would you, if your kid was being a real pain, like,
but however,
would you just
though,
leave him at home?
What alarmed me about that is when she shared, because it felt like she was trying to make the point of, like, she's mature, she's an older 7. Okay, if that's the case, then, like, why is she throwing a fit and not going with you to the store when you're asking her to do so?
I'll be honest, I'm 41, I still throw a fit, so I don't...
Period, all right, yeah, you're right.
Hi, Mix, good morning, who's this?
Hi, this is Megan from Pasadena.
What's up, Megan? Megan, we'll give you final vote here. Do you think it was the wrong thing for her to do?
I am, as a parent, my son is 9, and this might be taboo, but I feel like it's pretty real that, you know your child the best. And I also have a pretty opinionated mother-in-law that's called me a bad mom for less.
Damn,
so
man.
I would say, you know, like, do whatever you think is best as a parent. Obviously, you know, that isn't the legal age to leave your child at home.
Right.
But, like, at the end of the day, if you know your neighborhood, you know your neighbors. My son has an iPhone that has, you know, tracker on it.
Yeah.
I know where he is. Really, it's just about your communication with your kid, but I really wouldn't tell people if that's what you're... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just don't let them know that you're doing it.
It's a real thing I'm saying.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
People that are listening are going to resonate with that.
And I think that's kind of what the conversation is about here. Like, Susan, it sounds like most parents are saying, like, yeah, I know it's illegal, but, like, I probably would have done the same thing as well in that situation, you know?
Well, I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't. I just feel like this is a 7-year-old. We're not talking about a kindergartner, you know? And I mean, it's okay. I was just 5 minutes down the road. So that law is ridiculous. And my mother-in-law calling me a bad mom is ridiculous. So I thank you so much. This is wonderful.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at kramerandjess.com.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.